This is the first slide of three, which will explain the sample program of this chapter. It is recommended that you type in this program as we walk through it. The first thing we do is include the Windows header file, which, recall, gives the prototypes and definitions of various functions and types you will need to program the Win32 API. We then define two global variables. One is of type hwind and the other of type hinstance. Recall that an hwind is a handle to a window, which is a Win32 type that provides a way of referring to a window. Similarly, an hinstance is a handle to an application instance, which is a Win32 type that provides a way of referring to an application. At the beginning, we initialize both of these values to zero, but we'll assign to them meaningful values once we get into WinMain. Next, we define the window procedure, which is the function Windows will call when our window needs to handle a message. So for this program, we will handle three messages and let the default window procedure handle anything else. The three messages we want to handle are the WMLButtonDown, WMKeyDown, and WMDestroy messages. The WMLButtonDown message is sent when the user presses the left mouse button over the Windows client area. The WMKeyDown is sent when a key is pressed when the window in question has focus. And the WMDestroy message is sent when a window is being destroyed. Basically, we handle these messages on a case-by-case basis. If a WMLButtonDown message is sent, then we invoke a MessageBox function. If a WMKeyDown message is sent, then we check which key was pressed, and if it was the escape key, then we destroy the window with the DestroyWindow function. Notice that this function takes a handle to the window to destroy as a parameter. If a WMDestroy message is sent, then we terminate the entire application with the postQuit message. This function adds a WMQuit message to the application message queue. Note that in general, destroying a window does not mean the application should be terminated, as complex Windows applications will utilize many windows. Typically, the application is only ended when the main window is destroyed. Finally, after we have exhausted the cases we choose to handle, we forward any other possible messages to the default window procedure, defWindowProc. This default procedure handles things like resizing, maximizing, and minimizing the window.